Hi there, my name is Rebecca with Think Around Corners, and I'm here today with Greg from Think Around Corners.
Hey there.
Hi Greg, how you doing?
Doing good. How about yourself?
I'm terrific, thank you. The topic for today is universal analytics and how it changes business as we know it. Greg, can you explain to us a little bit about universal analytics and what it is?
I would be happy to. Well, first and foremost, Universal Analytics is not Google version 6, Google Analytics version 6. It's a different tool. It's a different analytics tool. It is produced by Google. And the basic description of Google Analytics is we're moving away from a visit-centric perspective and really more towards a customer-centric perspective. Visits don't necessarily drive sales. Visitors do. So making it customer-centric, person-centric is a really important step for analytics and Google to create an even better tool.
Okay, so instead of focusing on things like page visits, we're now actually focusing on a person and their behavior on a page. Is that right?
Well, Google Analytics has always focused on visits, it's always focused on visitors, and it's always focused on page views. Okay, so we always have those three levels at which you can kind of view analytics, right? You can view it at person level, which is this visitor can come to your website and visit many pages on many different types of visits. So it's always about visitors, and it's always about visits, and it's always about page views. But the difference is that Universal Analytics is really built to create a customer-centric measurement capability. You can really understand from the customer. Customer walks into a store, an actual brick-and-mortar store, buys something, gets some kind of coupon in their hand, goes home, goes online, goes to your website, enters in the coupon code, buys something else. What you're trying to do, Universal Analytics, is getting closer and closer to that ultimate goal, which is we want total understanding of what our customers actually do, how our customers actually behave across all touch points, not just digital ones. So the goal, so you could say that Universal Analytics is a very different tool because Universal Analytics allows you to track many different types of things, not just website visitations.
Well, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me that Universal Analytics is going to be able to tell us like point of purchase information and offline information and connect all the dots?
That's exactly what this is. So this is, so Universal Analytics will use a term, we'll coin it integrated marketing. Okay. Marketing integration. That usually means off-site and on-site conversions combined in some functional way to really understand what your customers are doing. Universal Analytics is that next evolutionary step from Google Analytics. We're not just measuring a website and the inbound traffic from social sites to that website and search engines and such. What we're trying to do is build, what Google is trying to do here with Universal Analytics is build a tool that will allow you to track your customer no matter where they are. So yes, it does include point of sale purchases. There is a way to program Universal Analytics to be triggered and to be dovetailed into the digital data, to be dovetailed into website visits. It's also the ability to show offline transactions right in the store.
Wow, that sounds really powerful, like the Holy Grail.
It is the Holy Grail. I mean, from a measurement perspective, this is exactly what the Holy Grail is all about. Really understand what your customers do across all touch points, right?
Yeah.
You ultimately want to track return on investment, right? So if I invest $4,000 into social media on the month of January, you know, 2013, whatever, I want to understand whether or not that worked. But if I had a brick and mortar store, how do you measure? How do you measure how offline actions like buying in a store influence online interactions, like how many times they visit your website and what they look at and what they add to their wish list and how many times they purchase after they've been to your store? So it's really a powerful tool from that perspective. It allows you to integrate all of your marketing together, and that is ultimately the Holy Grail for marketing.
That sounds huge. That's very exciting.
Huge. Absolutely huge. They even let you do things like custom dimensions and metrics. You know, you're talking about page views. Page views are a metric, right? Dimensions and metrics is what exists in analytics, and those terms carry over to pretty much any analytics tool, whether built by Google or not. So a metric is anything that has a number associated with it, right? Number of visits, number of page views, right? A dimension is anything that doesn't have any numbers associated with it, right? This visitor traffic was from Italy or France or Germany, right? Those are geographic locations. Those are dimensions, right? But universal analytics now allows you to add different customized dimensions. So let's say you own a bookstore. This is a really wonderful example I picked up on Justin Cuccone's website. Let's say you have a bookstore and every book that you're trying to sell has an ISBN number, and that ISBN number, I think it means like international something book number. So international standard book number. And so that's a unique number. And what we can do with universal analytics is you can actually take that number from that book and pump it straight into Google Analytics. So now you can actually search by, you know, ISBN number in terms of what's selling and what's not. So the idea is that you can actually create your own dimensions now.
So you're not just limited to the menu of dimensions that, you know, Google Analytics has presented in the past. You can completely, not only can you see what your customers are doing, but you can see it through the lens of the exact dimensions that you need to, right? It's totally customizable that way?
It's completely customizable that way, exactly. So the beauty of it is that you really are getting closer and closer. The accuracy of being able to track is based upon the dimensions that you have available to you. So the ability to create custom dimensions and custom metrics and use what's called dimension widening in universal analytics is really a powerful methodology to see even better and create even better, more targeted custom reports.
Amazing. That's just amazing. All right. Well, this sounds very exciting. Do you have any ideas where this is going to take us? How is it going to change business as we know it? What do you see happening down the road with universal analytics?
Well, with tools like this and the tools that are evolving in the analytics world, I mean, it's also important to note that, you know, Think Around Corners can, you know, set up that customization for you for universal analytics when it becomes available to you. It's in somewhat of a beta right now. We have access to it. I don't believe everybody does quite yet, but by the time somebody hears this podcast, there's a very good chance they do. We can customize that work. Where does this take us? Well, it takes us closer to the customer. And I think that's the point. It takes us closer to the customer and what the customer actually does behaviorally. This gives us information on what triggers a customer to purchase something. And that, of course, is the secret sauce of all analytics. Find out why people buy. If it's a problem with design or marketing, you just have to come to that conclusion. You have to understand and arrive at some kind of conclusion that says, this is what we do to maximize our profits. Universal analytics gets you closer to math than ever before.
Wow. Sounds like it's going to be basically a revolution in business very soon on the horizon.
Well, yes, I think so. I think that the potential is amazing.
Excellent. All right. Well, Greg, thank you so much for your time today and for telling us about universal analytics. It was a great talk. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.